45 minutes of your life, you have to choose. You have to choose to either listen, choose not to listen, don't laugh at your dad. It should be a good time. Are you guys having fun today? And if you have a question, just say, hey, you, Seth, I have a question. It's cool. We're not going to be all hoity-toity about worrying about if we offend anybody or not. And yes, I'm very blunt. If I offend you, it's not on purpose. Okay? Okay, to start off, we're going to do a little social experiment. Okay? I need two brave volunteers, one male, one female, that don't know each other, and Kate and Kit cannot do it.
No.
So, do I have a volunteer girl? Okay. Are any of your siblings here?
Yes, I'm sure.
In this room. Is anybody related to you in this room? Okay, then you can work.
Right
here. Go. Come on over.
Okay. I need a boy that doesn't know this girl at all, honestly, that doesn't know. And have some guts. It doesn't matter. She's not. She's too pretty. Come on, guys. Come on.
I'll do it.
There we go. Okay, you're right here.
Yes.
Okay.
You should have done it.
Do you know his name? We tell her his name.
I'm Cody.
And I'm Josie.
Okay, Josie and Cody. All right, give it up. Okay, are you two kind of feeling a little awkward right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Watch this experiment as time. You're just going to sit there, and we're going to have a few questions here, and you're going to answer that. Okay, I need the boys. First off, to close your eyes. Okay, girls, is there anyone in this conference, so the boys did not know this, is there anyone in this conference that you do not know that you find attractive? If you do, raise your hand. If you do. Okay, we got a few hands. We got a lot of hands. Okay, they don't have to be in this room.
Wait, the boys?
You're
talking about the boys, right?
Not yet, the girls, right? So there's a bunch of girls that raised their hands, thought that there was a gentleman here at the conference today that says, I don't know them, but I find them good looking. Okay, girls, close your eyes. Boys, other way. How many boys found a girl that was here that they felt was attractive? We got some hands. Okay, you open your eyes. Okay, let's see who's brave. Who has that person in this room? Raise your hand if that person that you find attractive is in this room. Oh, my God. Yeah, we got some hands. Okay. Do you know that person, Austin? Austin, do you know that person? I won't embarrass you.
No, I don't.
You don't know that person. Okay. You didn't know Josie at all, right?
No.
No clue. Are you a little more comfortable sitting there by her?
Yeah.
Are you getting a little more comfortable sitting by him? Do you think he's going to bite you? No, I'm pretty comfortable that that's not going to happen, right? Okay. But first you were a little bit nervous, say, I'm going to be the man, I'm going to sit up here. But I said, was there a gentleman? Why are we so cotton pick and scared? Just stay here, the experiment's still working. Why are we so scared of a male or a female? Answer that, come on.
We don't know them?
Don't know them, there's one. Why don't we? Bandana. I don't even know this. Well, why do you not just go up to the beautiful girl and say, hey, you know what, I like you. Scared, why? Why?
Just because it might be embarrassing.
What if she doesn't like you back?
Yeah.
Well, what if you are ugly? Do you think you're ugly? Girls, is he ugly?
No.
He's not ugly, right? Well, what about this? Okay, does anybody think that this young lady up in the front, do you think anybody thinks that she's ugly?
No,
she's not ugly, right? So that's not the reason. Why are we scared? Go ahead.
At least we're afraid that we're going to be put together, like, in a relationship.
Oh, automatically. She's jumping the gun here a little bit. What rejection or automatic put a relationship?
We've been taught stranger danger.
Stranger danger! Dude, I don't know you from Adam. Are you guys getting a little bit more comfortable sitting by the toe?
They haven't said anything,
but they're more comfortable sitting there. Okay? Here's Okay, what else could be other reasons why we don't want to go up to the girl like, no, that's my wife, so I can go up to her and I'm not going to bet anybody else. Hey, I think you're hot, right? Why? What's another reason? We're scared? We don't know? We're stranger danger? Go ahead, Josie. Oh, right, right. No, that's absolutely true. The social pressure, the social norms that we're used to saying that's not right. Okay, what's the pandemic that is happening in our world right now? What do people do when they get to college age, if you go to college? What do? Do they get married?
No.
No. Do you know what the average rate of people that are getting married is their age? Damn near 30 years old before they decide to get married. When did they first start to actually date? When they're freaking 25. No wonder, because we don't know how to talk to each other when we're young, when we're 12 years old. I'm not saying go and date somebody at 12, because your parents are like, how are you going to get there? You know, bicycle? You know, pick up your bicycle, let's go. No, that doesn't work, right? So how does it work? How do we start communicating? So we're going to do a little role play here. All right. I want you to tell me something about you to her. We're all going to be quiet.
I run cross country.
Oh, we have what's that?
Soccer.
She plays soccer. So they're both athletes. We got cross country, we got soccer. Does that make you a little bit more interested, a little bit, to know that Josie plays a sport?
Yes.
It's a little bit more common ground, right? Who else here plays a sport? Okay, so you're a good company, right? Do you think these two should just now get married?
No.
Come on. That's in heaven right here, right?
No.
That's ridiculous. Okay, what's another fear that we have? Just keep sitting there. What's another fear that we have about dating somebody? Gentlemen in the yellow. What do you think? What's one of your fears of going on a date?
Camping?
We have a relationship, all of a sudden we go out once, and man, we're boyfriend, girlfriend. Okay, I don't know how to communicate, right? We don't know what to talk about, we don't have a lot of things in common. Big one, good.
When you're like you overthink sometimes, and
what will they
think of?
How will I be judged? Who's felt that? Right? Why? We just said that we don't have any really ugly people. Do you feel like you're ugly? I don't think so. I'm a good-looking guy. He seems like a nice guy. He's not going to go and, you know, dump you off into a sewer or something, you know? He looks like a nice guy. So we feel judged. Judged from who?
Ourselves.
Ourselves. So our biggest enemy in dating is who?
Ourselves.
You have to break that. Now, what if you go on a date and you don't like this person? Okay, let's say me and Miss Bateman over here. We go on a date, right? And I'm younger, okay? I'm 45. I'm 18, whatever. And she doesn't like me. Okay? And she doesn't want to go on another date. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Guys, you have to get over it. Just don't go. Or girls, you have to get over it. If he's not interested, it's okay. We get screwed up thinking that, oh no, I'm locked in this relationship, as Hansen said. We go on a first date, man, we're together. That is horse below. Okay. You guys looking to get a little more comfortable? Okay, we're going to change the experiment a little bit. You ready? I want you to face each other. Oh, why did we get the O's?
Okay.
What just happened?
You just
made a vlog. Don't look at me. I'm not supposed to.
I know this is just.
Okay, I'll stand over here. So. Why is that difficult?
Because a guy is wired not to keep looking at the same spot.
Okay. Josie, are you comfortable? She's comfortable, right? You have no problem over here looking at us. It's cool, right? Okay. Why is it so hard? We have the ability to keep eye contact. Go ahead. I know what you're thinking. You gave a great speech, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Because it feels more personal.
Okay.
You might not want to open up that early.
Do we want a relationship right now?
No.
We just want to be, we just want to chill. We just want to talk. We want to just, hey, you know what? I kind of like you. I kind of don't like you. Whatever, but we can just be on this common ground. How often does this right here get screwed up by saying, oh, now this is my boyfriend? This is my girlfriend. Do you realize what you're setting yourself up to at a young age by doing that? So, Caleb, I'm going to ask Caleb this question. If you kiss a girl before you're older and a little more mature, what happens? You got two options. What are they?
You have to marry them or break up with them.
Those are the two options, right? Those are the only two options. You don't have a choice. You got to marry them or you got to break up. And what happens with breakup, which is like 99.9999% of the time? It's a heartache. Why would you put yourself into that situation? Now, I'm not going to say the boyfriend, girlfriend, at all. I can honestly tell you, Kane and Kit are some of the best friends I've ever seen in my life. I can promise you, if Kate has a problem, he can call Kit, and she'd be at his side. Does that mean the boyfriend, girlfriend?
No.
What do you think, Kit? No? You're like, I like the kid, but we're not that way, right? She's turning red. Kit, we love you. Okay. Do we have any questions yet of where we're going with this? What do we think, Janice? Fire one?
So how do you get out of that? If everybody says, oh, you want a date, you guys are now boyfriend, girlfriend, what if you want a date and you don't want that? How do you get out of it?
We're going to ask her. She knows. She asked you a question. Say again.
So if you go on one date and the social thing is you're now boyfriend and girlfriend, how do you break that and not be a girlfriend and boyfriend?
It's just a date, right?
Yeah, you're just a date.
We're just chilling.
People think that, and if the guy needs that, then you just have to communicate.
Okay, so how do you guys feel right now? A little bit weird, right? Sitting there, but are you more chill? This is, okay, we're going to be done for a second. The more time you spend just chilling, the more comfortable you guys get. You guys were awesome. Thank you. If you don't spend the time, you'll never get to know somebody. Now, they said virtually nothing. Right, I mean, I was a talker. They were kind of just the example of just what a little bit of time can do. So what? When we go on a date, make sure you get my thing. Okay, when we go on a date, what does that involve? Boys, what's your biggest problem? She said yes. Money. Why? Okay, I'm gonna ask you. Do you? In the pink, yes.
Oh, okay.
If you go on a date, I'm not saying you have or not. If you have or not, do you expect him to dump a ton of money on you?
No.
Why not?
I don't know, because he doesn't need to. He shouldn't have to.
Guys? Is that what you guys think? Yeah, like, no, I'll take check marks. Ooh, we like that one. That's a cheap dinner, man. We're having hot dogs. Right? What about you? Is that what goes through your mind when you ask your own date? What do you think about money?
It's going to be really expensive.
How much?
We're talking like at least $50.
$50 is a minimum date. Who here has can just blow $50 once a week? Any of you?
No.
That's really hard for even Mary.
Get out of it.
Okay, so now you start to think, so you're like, oh, well, I want to go on a date. I really like this girl. I want to impress her. Does it take a fancy dinner to impress? What would impress you? What would impress you? Say, okay, this guy actually cares. He's not trying to be a boyfriend, girlfriend. He's just trying to have a good time on a date. What would impress you?
they don't like everything about them.
Ooh! We're getting to that one, right? We can't talk about themselves all the time, right? What's that?
I'll say something. Well, one of my favorite high school dates is we just went and floated the river and he didn't spend any money. It was, he spent time.
So we have time. So that's impressive, but like she said, the time.
Dude.
Is it?
Do you want to see all my medals? I'm really cool.
That with muscles?
Yeah.
Is that impressive? So tell me what's impressive. You don't know? You have an opinion. You don't have any opinion. Are you sure? Does she have an opinion?
I don't know.
You don't know. There's parts of us that we get scared to say what we actually think, right? There's parts of us that actually have to open up and talk on a date, okay? What do you like to talk about? Books. What's your favorite kind of book? Fantasy. So you like Pegasus stuff. No? So tell me a fantasy that you like. Help me out, because I don't read those kind of books. Okay, so we can sit there. Is there any guy here that likes stories about elves?
Lord of the Rings.
I love Lord of the Rings.
Ooh, I can get that.
Right? So is that so weird to talk about? So how do you get the conversation to talk about that, not talk about themselves? See, there's a point between being confident and being ego. Okay? She's not looking at me, and she's got these almost glaring eyes. Tell me what is confident and what is ego. In a date. You're the teacher now. And you have an opinion about it.
I'm not sure.
Not sure. Samuel, what is confident and what is ego? This is where dating, this is where, this right here is what makes us our own enemy, is this topic. So what is ego and what is confidence?
Still figuring that out. I want to say it's like being like Narcissus in the Greek stuff. That's ego. While confidence is you know, like you have a good foundation, I believe.
Ladies, do you know that Genesis, bless you. She has one of the most amazing fathers that I've ever met. The man knows. She's like an encyclopedia. Okay. Is he very ego about himself, or is he very confident?
Confident about everything.
But he's humble. The man is humble. Like, he doesn't need to tell you, well, I did. No, he doesn't need to say. He can just whip it off the top of his head because he knows what he knows. Guys, is it attractive when a girl is confident?
Yeah.
How come? You ask him in the back. Yeah. He's shaking his head. Yep. You in the back. Or I don't care. What makes a girl when you say, okay, girls? That is obnoxious. You're beautiful. You're one of God's creatures. You're his daughter. For heaven's sakes, wear it with a little bit of pride. Okay? Because when they're doing that, do you want to even go talk to them? No. But a girl that has knows who she is, that you can look into her eyes, and her eyes are bright like most of you guys are. Boys change to men, okay? And they're going to try to impress. They're going to try to take you on a date. And if you don't give them a chance, you're like, well, again, going back to what Sister Hansen said, if we sit there and go, oh no, we went on one date, we're boyfriend, girlfriend. That's just a downhill road that doesn't lead to nowhere. On a few occasions, it works. Very few, though. And if you're going to have one of those dream stories in your life, congratulations. It doesn't happen very often. Let me deal with that. Alright. We have okay. Who here has a girlfriend? If you have a girlfriend, raise your hand. besides Kate, and not your mom doesn't count. Who has a boyfriend? You have a boyfriend. Okay? And you love him. How old are you?
I'm
15. How old is he? 16. Do you think you're going to get married?
No.
So what happened? But do you date other people?
Do I date other people?
If Kate right next to you says, hey, I want to take you on a date, would you go with him?
No.
Not while you're in a relationship. But do you think that relationship is going to last? What's the problem here, people? I'm not going to blame you. I'm not going
to blame you. Well, it should be my fault, though, because I don't want him.
Okay, so that's fair enough, right? Right? I'm not saying he's a bad person. He's probably a great person, right? But that's what we're going back to that relationship deal, right? So is that, would you have more fun if you were able to say, hey, I have a boyfriend, but if another guy asks me on a date, I'm going to go on a date because I'm only freaking 16. Right? Now, is this a breakup deal? Is this a mess up? What do you think? Tell me what you think. This is serious. This is the problem with America right here is this. Is that we go into, well, I'm going to get into a relationship. I have to say the thing, I can't spend time with anybody else. Why? That's considered cheating, right? Which technically, that is. In that thing. That's how it works, right? But you're like saying, I know I'm not going to, he's not married material, but I like him because he's fun right now. But if, are you cutting yourself short by not having another date with another guy? Probably a little bit, right? So we had a rule in my household. Hold on, dear. I know she's staring me down. And I had a girlfriend. But we had a rule. It says, and I had to tell him, I said, look, this is how it works. I wanted to take you on a date, but I cannot go on a date with you until I take two other girls on dates. I did not miss out on having fun with other people. I got to learn experiences from other people's, this one person's point of view. Don't be sad. I'm not trying to single you out. Why would you just give yourself just one opportunity to know what somebody is about when you can have all those opportunities and still have fun? Right? All right, Emily, go ahead.
Well, I guess the title of this class is Getting Out of the Social Norm, okay? So America is in that philosophy of just date one person and then break up. Just date one person and break up. That is a setting you up for divorce when you're married. When life gets hard or they do something you don't like, just break up. So we have to change that so that we can have a relationship with lots and lots of people until we finally find one we want to be with.
Okay, so I'm gonna make fun of her now. Emily, there's a young man that we both know. He's married, he's old, he's your boyfriend. Do you still care about him?
Yes.
Am I jealous about that?
Yes.
No, who said that? Somebody kick him. Why am I not? Why am I chill with that? And she still cares about this guy. Go ahead, Josie.
Because you love her and she loves you and you don't have to worry about her, like,
fucking other people. And her being in a relationship. That's a big part, right. Go ahead,
Drew. That is completely selfish and unfair to the other person because I know, like, I grew up with mostly guys around me my age. So, like, I go to class, I have five guys with me, and those are my friends. But if I got married and the guy married's like, too bad you can't see them or talk to them anymore, that's cutting me off from who I am. Those people have created me in a way. So it's very selfish to be like, you can't even have a relationship in any way with
Can you imagine how that conversation would go? You're going to tell me who I can and cannot like?
But that goes both ways.
Well, right?
Well, and also, if you establish lots of friendships, guess who your wife's best friend is going to be? Your old friend from high school. And guess who their kids are going to date? Your friend from high school's family is going to date each other because you're friends. And it blesses your life the rest of your life by having friendships.
Tell them about your brother-in-law.
So my sister married my old crush. And it was hard. Super, super hard. And I still kind of have a little bit of animosity about it. But he's now his best friend.
He's my best friend.
So. And I never kissed him. I never held his hand.
No, that's not true.
He put his arm around me. I never held his hand. But I didn't make that commitment. And now I'm my friend. Whereas there's like, I have a sister who kissed lots of boys. Well, as an adult walking in the grocery store and you see that guy, you're like, woo! Do you want that? It's going to come back to hit you. Or I have another friend who I told him I loved him the day before I got married. He will forever hold a place in my heart. And I care about him, like what he said, but I think those are so important. And if you have 5, 10, 15, 20 relationships like that, it's only going to help you become a better person. And it's going to help you see what you like and don't like in different people by having different relationships. But it opens a world that possibilities just open because you know people. And having that kind of friendships, dating leads to maybe even a relationship like a brother that you can confide in, will teach you how to have a friendship that lasts with a husband.
Okay, so for the next, we've got, it's 1:30 now, you got basically 15 minutes of your life. Does anybody here want to swap numbers while we're just sitting here? Anybody that brave? Besides Kane.
Oh, yeah.
They already did that. We're going over to their house anyway in the evening, so don't worry about it. Then their mom already invited us. No? So why is it important? I'm going to ask you. Why do you think, as parents, okay, yes, we're 45-ish, why do you think we worry about this so much?
Dating?
Yes. For you, specifically you, why is it a big issue for you?
Like, so we can build friendships.
Okay. Well,
that makes it the rest of your life.
What about you? Why is dating still kind of big and important?
Because that's who your kid is going to marry, and you probably want to like them and have them like your kid.
True. Do you like brunettes or blondes? How can you know? Have you been on lots of dates yet? Like probably 100, I'm sure. So old, right? None. How would you know what you like until you go? Right? How do you know what color eyes are your husband gonna have? You don't know yet, right? There's a lot of things. Is your husband gonna be a farmer? I pray that he's not. I mean, I'm not sure that he is, and I hope he's not for the rest of your life. Okay? You see the issue why we are so scared about it. We fear for you're the youth right now, you guys are that believe in God, to find someone to continue to raise a family in God. And it starts at what age? It starts with the little kid that pulls out his dump truck and carries a Barbie doll for the girl next door. There's a song about that. Okay? That's when it starts. That relationship of being able to communicate one with another and not be shy, not be bashful, be comfortable with someone that you don't know,
You know, and what Charlotte said, we sit there all the time and say, stranger danger, we don't know them, we don't know them. Can that be, is that true? Absolutely. How many kidnaps happen? So this is a fear for a girl, right? He asked me on a date, I really don't know him, but I go on a date, and he kidnaps you. How often does that happen? It happens a lot. And then that girl is sold into sex trafficking. She's usually raped or murdered. Scary stuff, right? So how do you protect yourself and have a good time, get to know people, and do that? You group date. She's right on the money. You go with the group. Now, here's the deal. If you go on a group, are you dating that one guy? Or are you dating five guys?
Five.
At the same time. Look how good that is, right? And you got all your girlfriends to back you up. Single dating is for later in life. When you finally say, you know what? I don't need anybody else. I really like this person. Group date. Group parties. Group this. You guys have this community that is insanely awesome. Like, I wish I, when I'd grown up, I had this kind of a group that had this kind of philosophy, this much power. You guys don't know how powerful you are. And have a group parties. So Austin had a party. My son, and he threw together this, can't tell us about it, you were there, about Austin's party. What'd he do? It's a mystery party. I mean, it was a pretty insane party, right? How many people were there, Charlotte?
I wasn't there.
Oh, you were there, but you were there.
They were out of town.
Oh, that's right, you guys were there, you were going to be there. Kenna, how many people were there?
Close to 35, 40 people.
30, 45 people having a party. Oh,
I counted, that was 24.
24, so that's there. Okay. Was it fun?
Yeah.
So I encourage you, we're about to finish up. I know we're a little early, but I encourage you to get people here. To make those groups. Even though we're an hour and a half away, people will come in these groups and have these parties, these group dates. You can call them what you want. But that's how you learn to interact. That's how you learn how to build relationships and friendships. Those are things that last. You might not marry them. You might. Those that you hang out with will be fun. But it is what it is. You got a comment? Oh, you're doing this. I'm like, am I doing something wrong? That's right. Is there any questions? Nothing. She's like staring like, how dare you kick me out with my boyfriend? Nothing. Go ahead.
So, I took complete advantage of my dating life back in the day.
Because you're so freaking old.
When I was a teenager. And the biggest thing that really helped me was to make a list of lots of fun things to do with my friends. And then I would just invite all my girlfriends to come with us. And so, and especially like you're thinking like a budget, right? So I took complete advantage of mom's cooking. And I would invite my girlfriends to come and ride on the tractor with me while working on the farm, and then we'd just go eat dinner at home. So just being able just to be, you know, just friends, where it doesn't matter what you're doing, but being able just to do whatever, part of life, it's really fun.
Okay, so, I haven't picked on you yet. It's a cross-country shirt. Yeah. When you walk in here, what did you think before dating? Well, what were your thoughts before you came to this class?
I was a little scared.
Scared. How are you now? A little more comfortable. Just a little bit, right? Are you brave enough now to walk up into the group of four girls over there talking as you like one and say, hey, Brinley, what do you want to date? I knew that was going to happen. What's your name? Are you comfortable now to do that? Not yet, right? But maybe a little bit more confident. A little bit more. What about you? Would you be brave enough to go up into a group of guys? Yeah? Maybe. And it's okay. It's okay. It takes time. But if these are in your mind, did you think this is how this class was going to go?
What did you think it was going to be? Like speed dating, where you're going to have like this room and you're like, you know, say a name as a get through, try to see how many numbers we can get? You can get your own numbers. You can, you know who you like. You know what you like. You need to learn the rest of it. But the biggest thing is you got to learn how to communicate. You got to be able to look somebody in the eye and say, hey, let's just talk. You do that and the world basically is yours. Those that can do that can virtually have anything you want.
Oh, Seth.
Pointers on how to talk.
Now! Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So, the biggest thing I have found is when you are trying to get to know someone, there's the, you don't have to be a super social butterfly and be in a big crowd of people to get to know them. You can be one-on-one. But starting with the simple question, hi, my name's Caleb, what's yours? Right, and starting there. And then whatever they say, go off of that. Say, okay, that beautiful name, where's it come from? You know, get to know them a little bit. Just ask questions. And as you show people that you're listening, that you care about them, it becomes natural. And it's not this, got a list of questions here I got to ask you, interrogation. No, you don't fit the job description. No, we don't want that. We don't want that.
You're age 14 and you're out.
But being able just to ask questions as a normal person and show genuine interest, show that you listen, they'll open up and you can talk about anything.
Thank you. I appreciate you. You guys are great. You have to know that. You have to feel that. You have to think that. Because you are. And like I said, this has been fun. I hope you've had fun. One more question for you. How do you feel now after you come to this class?
I have a confidence that it's going to be okay if I go up to a guy and talk to him.
You have to do it, though. Do you think he's going to shoo you off?
Probably not.
After this class, do you think any guy's going to go? I'm going to tell you how it walked through. If a girl came up to Caleb, be honest. If a girl came up to you in the middle and you're talking to four guys and they start talking to you, would you quickly not turn and talk to her?
Oh, yeah, I would.
Every guy, I can promise, would probably do that. Would you do that? If a girl came and talked to you like that? Yeah? What about you, Samuel? Probably. What about you? If a girl comes and talks to you, even when you're talking to your buddies, you can say, shit, back off, man. I'm talking to my guys. Okay?
It's the same for girls. If you're in a group of four girls, do you think a guy's going to come talk to you?
Only if he's super tough.
he has some liquid courage.
When you're in group settings, don't be in groups of four to six people. It's like going into a honeybee hive. You've got to separate a little. And you got to give them a chance. Look at them. You know? And you'll find out, oh, it's a lot easier to talk to each other. And so when you go, think about when you go in a group. There's appropriate times for different things. But when you go into a group party, separate. Then come back together. Separate and come back together. Otherwise, you're never going to meet anybody beyond your own gender.
Because it takes a lot of liquid courage to break that behind. All right, I appreciate you, and I hope you have the decision is yours, choice is yours, and with that, we're finished. So thank you. If you want pointers, don't ask me because it's hard.